Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu and Ryan. We're still here at the GTA Comic-Con in Burlington, and we're here with Ed, Snowhawk Cosplay. How's it going?
Great. How are you today?
Not too bad. We met you at this very venue, a toy show, actually, I think, later last year, actually.
Yeah, it was. Usually we come to this show all the time. Actually, this show I've been coming to for, like, the Burlington component of the RPG events. I've been coming to them for 8 years now, but only the last couple have actually got into the cosplay realm of the Burlington RPG events, GTA Comic Con.
Cool. Now, you're dressed as the Red Hood today.
Yes.
Is this your first DC character?
This is the first DC I've done. Other characters in my repertoire, I got Captain America, Thor, Ant-Man, Star-Lord. I also have a Lone Ranger that I haven't debuted yet, but this would be my first DC character I've done, which, as you can see in the pictures, another helmet which I enjoy making. This is my third helmet, which they're all kind of based on the first design I came up with that I've found on the internet, but I've just retweaked it for each of the characters, so this has been a fun one to make and comfortable to wear. So.
Now, the Ant-Man one was really cool, and I think, did you debut it a week or two after the trailer?
It was pretty soon after the trailer came out. I had a still image of the teaser for Ant-Man for about 3 or 4 months. And then beginning of this year in January when the teaser trailer came out, I thought, what better way to just jump on it and try to make Ant-Man? And that was a very quick 5-day build.
Okay.
And I debuted it here and at FrostCon.
Oh, yeah, we saw you at FrostCon as well. Yeah. How long does it take you to make one of these helmets, actually?
The Ant-Man helmet, that was about a 5-day build, about 3 days itself on the helmet.
Okay.
This helmet here, this was a mixture. It took me about 2 weeks on and off, but the final configuration on how it is, that was about 2 days.
Okay.
And this one here had a lot of body filler and sanding and painting, and originally it didn't turn out how I wanted. It looked horrible. So I decided to go a different direction on it, make it more battle damage, kind of like Old Man Red Hood, and I'm actually really impressed. I'm happy with the way it turned out.
Oh, it's very cool, actually. So I got to ask you this then. You've obviously been cosplaying for a little bit. What's been your best experience and worst experience at a convention?
Actually, some of my best experiences have been outside of conventions. We've been invited to other events like the Niagara Falls Santa Claus Parade, the Guelph Santa Claus Parade. Those events really are a highlight for me. When you're walking along and there's 12,000 people lined along the streets getting excited, kids, you know, recognize you and yell out. I've usually been Thor at those events. So when you're walking down the street and people are screaming out Thor, that there hasn't been anything to top that, especially when it comes down, comparing that to a convention. But conventions are fun, too. We were at Toronto Comic-Con a few weeks back as the Helen Commandos, DL Cosplay, AS Creations, myself.
Saw the photos of that actually looked like
very cool.
Helen Commandos have kind of blown away any of my expectations. I thought we would have been ignored or nobody would have got it, but especially it was unbelievable how much reaction, how much love there was for the Helen Commandos. I guess people have really latched on to the characters like Dum Dum Dugan, like Montgomery Fallsworth, like Captain America, like Agent Peggy Carter, which, with me being Nick Fury, what a lot of people understood I was Nick Fury. I didn't get a single question asking about race, you know, the fact
good.
That I was a white Nick Fury. Nobody had a problem with it, but it was so much fun. The pictures we've seen on the internet from it have been unbelievable, and we were featured on Innerspace, which that kind of blew away all our expectations. As far as worst, I've had a couple bad experiences. I don't like to dwell on them too much. It's been people just don't get the costume or other people portraying the same character, kind of looking down on you because they don't like your version of it. But I just put that aside, and I like to focus on the positives and the great things that come from the hobby of cosplaying.
That's cool.
And see, and that's what I like about cosplay is you have, like, the people that spend maybe thousands of dollars versus someone that homemade. Like, in my opinion, I like both, but honestly, it comes down to the people that actually are using duct tape, like, whatever materials they got, like... No one should put anyone down for however they do their cosplay. Like,
well, I've always said, like, when it comes down to my helmets and masks, because I have Star-Lord, I have Ant-Man, I have, you know, Red Hood. As I've always said, and I've told you guys last time, I make this stuff out of garbage. I find an Iron Man mask, find a batting helmet on clearance, I stick it together and see what it comes out. If it looks great and people like it, I'm happy. I'm usually happy with the end result, but I just make it out of garbage, and if someone doesn't like it, well, I'm not really out that much money.
Yeah.
Like this helmet here, the Red Hood, I might have $40 into it.
Oh, wow.
So
compared to what? Probably, what, a $200 helmet if you bought it, like, a pre-made?
Well, you could be upwards of that.
Upwards. See, when you did the Ant-Man one, and until you described how you built it, using, like, the guns... On this, like, you wouldn't have known until you described, oh, this piece, I like
Men in Black toys,
yeah,
and Pokeball,
like,
and
that was
some
actually pretty cool
handles off of a lint brush. But again, stuff you find at the dollar store, and when you look at it the right way, it's, well, let's try. And you just start sticking things on, and same with my Star-Lord helmet. That one, when I made it, it was basically garbage. I found a bunch of stuff at work laying around. I brought home and fabricated that,
so cool.
helmet and.
Hey, and it worked.
Oh,
like, I mean, for the costume. So.
That one, Fan Expo, I debuted it, and I couldn't believe the reaction we got out of it. And there was a lot of Star-Lords last year, and the thing I liked about mine, I stuck out, and I was totally different than the rest.
Yeah,
so.
Nice.
It's very cool. Well, and I've always said one of the best things about doing this show is the friends we've met doing it. And, I mean, you've been really cool to get to know over the last few shows.
That's what this whole hobby is, whether it's comic books, whether it's cosplay, whether it's action figures. As I said, I've been coming to these shows for about 8 years, and through you guys, I've met you guys. Now you're my friends.
No, it's
the action figure guys, they've turned into friends of mine, and same with the comic book guys. We're all in this hobby for fun, and having something that people can relate to on a basic level right off the bat is the easiest way to make new friends. And as long as you're enjoying yourself and you're having fun, it's better to have this fun with your friends.
Definitely.
No, exactly.
And I want to tell the fine folks out there where they can go to view your costumes.
Well, the easiest place is on my Facebook page, which it's facebook.com/snowhawkcosplay, SNOWHAWK cosplay, or just find me on Twitter. It's Ed_Campbell_ on Twitter. Or just search around. You guys will definitely have a link to my page.
Oh, yeah.
And same with a lot of the other photographers that I've been enjoying working with. I usually link back to my page somehow. And if you give her a visit and give it a like, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Ed.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.